Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're going to be talking to you more on the chronology of the last week of Jesus. Tradition says Jesus died on this day, Friday, and that he rose on Sunday. But that is not true because Matthew 12:40 says that as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the heart of that whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. From Friday to Sunday is not 3 days and three nights. 3 days and three nights takes you back to Wednesday. Jesus died on Wednesday, then there was Thursday and Friday and Saturday were the 3 days and three nights, and then he rose on Sunday. Jesus was crucified on Wednesday, not on Friday. And we're going to be looking at this. Now, we looked at several of these things, some of these days prior to this, on the last broadcast. We mentioned to you that the first month in the Hebrew calendar is called Nisan, and a day with God is the evening and the morning. It begins at the evening time, and when it's dark, in the evening and the morning is the day. And so we started with Nisan, day 9, which was Friday, but really Thursday night and Friday day. This is 6 days before the Passover when Jesus came to Bethany. And on Nisan day 10, which was the Saturday Sabbath, that's when he had supper there with Mary and Martha and Lazarus, and Mary anointed his feet, anointing him, Jesus the Lamb, to be separated for the sacrifice, the final sacrifice. We saw in Exodus chapter 12, where they would take the lamb on the 10th day without blemish, and that's Nisan day number 10. Jesus was presenting himself without blemish to be the lamb separated for the sacrifice until the 14th day where they would keep him, and that's the day they would kill him, in Nisan 14, which was Wednesday. Then we saw Nisan 11, which was Sunday, Palm Sunday. This is when he came from Bethany to Jerusalem, and he had sent his disciples out to get a colt, and he rode into Jerusalem on a colt in fulfillment of Zechariah 9:9, the king riding on the colt. They spread the palm branches, they cried, Hosanna, referring to him, O Savior, that means, and he was presenting his legal claim to the throne of David. They were calling out for him, the son of David, and he was hailed as king by the multitudes. Now, after he'd finished this, he went out each night to Bethany for the night. Then we see on Nisan day 12 and Nisan day 13 that he was teaching. One day he was teaching in the temple and he cleansed the temple. We also see that the one day when he cursed the fig tree, then the next morning they found that it was withered. This happened during this time where he would come into Jerusalem and teach the word of God. Then we see in Matthew 26, Jesus said that after these sayings, that there were 2 days until the feast of the Passover. And we pointed out to you that there were two feasts this week, two Passovers as such. There was the Lord's Passover, which was the preparation day, Nisan 14. And then there was Israel's Passover, which is the feast day, on Thursday, Nisan 15. And they had plotted together, the Jews had plotted together, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders, and they'd gotten to the palace of the high priest, Caiaphas. The reason was because Caiaphas was going to be the high priest who was going to offer the Lamb of God, Jesus, on the altar of the cross as the final sacrifice of the old covenant to fulfill that and complete that. And that's what happened when Jesus said, it is finished, it was done. Well, they consulted that they might take Jesus and kill him. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar. And the feast day they're talking about was the Nisan 15, which was Israel's Passover. Then we see in Matthew chapter 26, verse 6, Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper. And there came into him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and she poured it on his head. What was she doing? In pouring that upon his head, she was anointing him for burial. In fact, Jesus even said that. He said, for she hath poured this anointment on my body. She did it for my burial, in verse 12. So he was being anointed for the burial, that he was going to be going through the avenue of death in order to redeem us. Then we see in Matthew 26:17, on the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus, and they said, "Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover?" They were preparing to eat the Passover, and this is the time of the Last Supper. They came to prepare that. Now, we saw a prophecy that we looked at in the last broadcast, Leviticus 23, verse 5, where it says, "In the 14th day of the first month," this is Nisan, "at evening is the Lord's Passover." Then we see the next verse, verse 6, "On the 15th day," which would be Nisan 15, or Thursday of the same month, "is the Feast of Unleavened Bread." That's when they had the Israel's Passover, or that feast where they would eat, have that feast day. And so this also was a day where they could do no servile work. It was a Sabbath day. It was a high Sabbath during this particular time. Now then we come to where we begin to see what happened during this particular day, Nisan 14. So the Lord's Passover was set. They had the Last Supper. And the disciples had gone out. They prepared that place. They had the Last Supper. And during the Last Supper, that's when Jesus declared, "This is the blood of the New Testament." And he was declaring the fact that his blood, not only was it going to ratify the old covenant, he was going to be the final sacrifice on the altar of the cross offered up by the high priest Caiaphas, but also he was going to be establishing a new covenant in his blood, praise God. And that's exactly what he was declaring in Mark chapter 14, where he said that this is the blood of the New Testament in verse 24. Then after that, in verse 26, they sang a hymn. He went out in the Mount of Olives. And then in verse 32, they came to a place named Gethsemane. And this is where he spent the time in prayer before he was going to be betrayed into the hands of the ones who were going to take him to the cross. And then in verse 43, that's when Judas came. He came with a great multitude with swords and staves and the chief priests. And Jesus gave himself into their hands. They couldn't take him. He laid down his life himself. And so he was giving himself into the hands of the enemy in order to be offered up on the cross to become a curse. So he gave himself. Then we see in verse 53, Jesus was led away to the high priest. And this was important because the high priest had to offer him up as the final sacrifice on the cross in order to fulfill that old covenant, the Lamb of God being shed the blood in order to pay the price and to be the final offering of that old covenant sacrifice. Then we see in Mark chapter 15, verse 1, this is all on Nisan day 14, the chief priest delivered Jesus bound over to Pilate. Then down in verse 24, it says they put him on the cross to be crucified, and it was the third hour. The third hour was 9 a.m. Then we see in verse 33, it says from the 6th to the 9th hour, that would be from 12 to 3 p.m., darkness was over the land. That was when he was made sin. Then at the 9th hour, that's when he cried out, "Eli, Eli, sama labakthani." That was the fact that he said he was separated from the Father. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And this was when he was made sin, separated from the Father with our sin. And then in verse 37, he yielded up his spirit with a loud voice. In verse 38, the veil of the temple was rent or torn from the top to the bottom. What was happening at that time? Jesus then was already offered himself up as that final offering, and therefore the old covenant was done. It is finished. It was a completed work. And no longer did the presence of God have to stay in that old covenant temple. Now it left. That's why the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom. It was supernatural by the power of God. Then in verse 42, when the even was come, because it was the preparation, and that's what the Lord's Passover, Nisan 14, was the preparation day. And it says that is the day before the Sabbath. And the Sabbath they're talking about was this high Sabbath of Nisan 15. And this is the day before that. So then we come to Nisan 15, which was the feast day. And this was a Sabbath because they had to rest. And that's what says that when the preparation was over, the Sabbath drew on, and they had to rest during this time. This is not the Saturday Sabbath, because this is the first 24 hours that he was in the tomb. During that particular time, that's in Matthew chapter 27, where it talks about the fact that they went to Pilate, and they got the band of soldiers to go and protect that tomb where he was, because they were afraid he was going to come and take his body and say that he'd been raised from the dead. So the first 24 hours, Pilate had set the guards at the tomb per the chief priest's request, And then Nisan 16 was the second 24 hours, and this is after when the Sabbath or that high day had passed. That's when the women came and bought the spices and the ointments, and then it says they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment. This was the Saturday Sabbath. And during this time, Luke 23:56 says they prepared the spices and the ointments and then rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment. And doing so, this is referring to the Saturday Sabbath. See, there were two Sabbaths at this time. And so here's, we see the first 24 hours was Thursday. That would be Wednesday night to Thursday day. Second 24 hours was Friday, Thursday night to Friday day. And the third 24 hours was Saturday, which would be Friday night to Saturday day. That was the normal weekly Sabbath. 3 days of nights and days. Jesus was in hell 3 days and three nights before he was raised from the dead. So that was Nisan day 15, Nisan day 16, and Nisan day 17. Then we come to the place of Nisan day 18, which is Sunday, the first day of the week. And this was when Jesus was raised from the dead. And the Bible talks about early in the morning, the first day of the week, and they came to the sepulcher. And when she came, she found that the stone was already taken away. In fact, when they went to it, they came while it was yet dark, the Bible says in John chapter 20, verse 1. While it was yet dark, meaning Jesus didn't rise at sunrise. He rose sometime, probably in the Saturday, what we would consider Saturday evening, which really was the beginning of the first day of the week, Sunday. Jesus was raised from the dead at that time, praise God. And he was victorious over what the enemy had done. 3 days and three nights, he was in the heart of the earth. He died on Wednesday, was in the tomb Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, his body was, but he had gone down into hell for 3 days and three nights and overcame the devil, took away the keys of death and hell, and rose up victorious and led the captivity captive up out of there, out of Abraham's bosom, down there in the upper compartment of hell. And we're going to be talking about that in our next broadcast. He came up out of there victorious, and now he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he is the Master. If you haven't made Jesus Savior and Lord, make him Savior and Lord over your life. He has been raised from the dead, and he is alive forevermore. We're going to talk more on the great plan of redemption in the next broadcast. God bless you.